All right, welcome back to the latest and the greatest of the Blue Brothers Sportscast. Real talk, real fans, we bring you Michigan football each and every week. I am Caleb, and with me as always is Craig, and here is our weekly episode during the college football playoff rankings, where we discuss things about the playoff rankings, and we talk a little bit about the Big Ten at the same time. So the rankings just came out, and Craig, you were pretty spot on with stuff for this week, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Did you have just the top four right, or did you have the top six?
Six. At top six, yeah, okay. I did. So, and you know, and the reason was is, you know, it, a lot people think that is up my list. No, I just know what, you know, where teams are going to stand when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, and I knew Clemson would probably jump up to number one based on the fact that they beat Auburn, which is a huge win for them. So,
yeah. And, so for those of you who have not seen or don't know yet, it's number one, Clemson, two, Auburn, three, Oklahoma, four, Wisconsin, five, Alabama, and six, Georgia. To go ahead and include the next ones after that, seven is Miami and eight is Ohio State.
Right.
So it's honestly, I'm looking at this and it just kind of makes me laugh because it's setting up perfectly for, of course, the SEC to guarantee to get a team in. But then also setting up nicely where if the committee feels like it, they could easily put in two SEC teams.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And that's
I think it'd be outrageous, but they haven't set up because
the fire happening. It hasn't even happened yet, and there's already steam going, man.
Yeah, they have two SEC teams sitting right outside the top four. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, they could if anybody loses, Clemson, Oklahoma, Wisconsin. I mean, they've got a perfect chance to slip somebody else in there. So. I mean, if Georgia keeps a close game with Auburn but loses, you know, they could slip in there at the number four spot. Or if they barely beat Auburn, like, they could slip in there. But then that would be crazy because Auburn would get in with three losses. But I don't even know. I mean, yeah, I understand how Auburn beat Georgia and Alabama. But look at the two losses. Yeah, they lost to Clemson. Go figure then that they're at the number one spot. But they lost to an LSU team. That has been one of the most inconsistent teams this entire season.
Yeah, that's the thing is LSU's actually climbing up the charts. You know, they're, I think, around the 20s. Or are they at?
17.
But, yeah, they're 17. That's because they've been actually playing really, really well. So, and that helps a team, that kind of team. But, you know, where your loss is. But, you know, you're sitting there and you're going, right, you got Auburn and Georgia going to play each other, and the winner of that gets in. And we know that. That will be interesting. I think Auburn will drop out just based on the losses. You know, you're not going to have a three-loss team get in there. I more than likely, I think Auburn will win that game because it's at Auburn. You know, Georgia's a great team, but I just think Auburn's just on a tear. They've been playing like the number one team in the country. So, but my thing is looking at this Oklahoma game, and if TCU beats Oklahoma, what happens there? That's my thing.
Yeah, Big 12 doesn't get in probably.
Right. It wouldn't. Well, yeah, you're right. Oklahoma slips out, but then who do you put there? Do you put Georgia, if Georgia beats Auburn?
A perfect opportunity to let Alabama slip in.
Right. Or do you put you put Alabama in there who isn't playing in a championship, who's sitting back going, I don't have anything to do. But then what do you do with Ohio State if they beat Wisconsin? Do they slip in to the four spot?
From the number eight spot would be insanity. Right. But, of course, the big question is, you know, how many, if any, of the top four are going to lose? I honestly see, too, because this is how dumb the committee has acted through the years. If all these teams win, Clemson, Auburn, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, if they're close or blowouts, I could still see them changing the top four and moving somebody out. I could still see it. That is how asinine this committee has made decisions through the years.
Right. Well, you know what? You know what's wrong with this this playoff system? You and I have already talked about going to, what, a plus six or eight. You know what I were saying about that at large, and then get your all the conferences represented.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking this college football playoff isn't – they're saying the best – the top four teams in the country should play each other, right? Mm. Well, that's the thing is if we're hyping on conferences, then well, let's say SEC has three teams in there. Well, that's the three best teams, and people don't want to see that. But then I'm going, well, then you're going back to the BCS way of handling things where you kind of say, hey, you know what? You're the conference champs. You should get in. My thing is this. You should, if we're going to keep this college playoff system the way it is at four, then you need to have a conference championship game. That's the problem I'm seeing in this. You know, if you don't win it, I'm not sure you should even get in it. That's my thing. So you have Alabama actually could slip in there with a one loss and not even play. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And
I'm pissed off about that. Ohio State players, Ohio State fans about Alabama slipping in there. I go, but isn't that the same thing you guys did?
Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing, too, is the change in narrative for Saban. Because the other year, last year when Ohio State slipped in, he was saying how if you don't win it, maybe it was if you don't even play in it, but I'm pretty sure it was like if you don't win your conference, you shouldn't be in the college football playoff. Crazy how that happens and changes in one year because of where they're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that they deserve to be in because of what they've accomplished.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, what do you see on here? Out of all this happening, if you're looking at these schedule, these games that are coming up, these are big games. This will decide a lot. What game do you see happening that might throw a wrench into all this, or a team that could knock off one of these that might be overlooking them?
I don't know. Honestly, I think that. I guess the best way that I'll say is the team that I think that has the biggest chance of losing, mm-hmm. which isn't too surprising from if you look at the spreads and everything, is Wisconsin.
Right. That's the one. You're right. That's the one game. I actually think Wisconsin's probably more likely going to lose that game. You know, don't hate me, Wisconsin, but I just feel like OSU's on a roll. I could be wrong, but just feel like that's a game that Ohio State can beat up Wisconsin just based on their offense isn't very stellar, and Ohio State's is. They score a lot of points. So,
yeah. Well, the one thing to mention is that Wisconsin has the number one rush defense,
right,
the nation, and Michigan is sitting at 21. So Ohio State, which lives and dies by the run, is and going to drops. Go
right.
Yeah. Yep. Now, granted, of course, Wisconsin has not played the same level of competition, but. I think they're most in jeopardy. I think that they stand a pretty decent chance to win, but mm-hmm. I think they sit at the most jeopardy because, Miami was struggling. Clemson's playing pretty well right now. Auburn's playing really great right now. And they've already beaten I could be wrong. I'm sorry. I might be wrong. Oh, no. Yeah, they already beat Georgia easily, too. And Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield has been doing well. It's tough to stop him, and I just don't see TCU doing it. So,
right.
All right, so because we definitely want to spend some time because we'll be talking about the Big Ten title game a little bit. What is your prediction for next week? What is going to be 1-4 for the final playoff rankings on the four teams that are going to be going?
I think Clemson's going to remain number one. They take care of business. But like I said, that'll be the one that I'm might be a little bit shaky about because Miami of Florida is a really good team, but Clemson's beaten them. So that'd be a team they'd have to win. I think Oklahoma's going to roll over TCU because they're at home. It's so hard, so difficult to beat Oklahoma at home. And then Auburn, against Georgia, And Georgia's got to go to Auburn. I think Auburn's playing so good right now. They whipped up on it. Look, they beat Alabama. It wasn't even close, that game. I know that you look at the score and you go, oh, they kept the close. It wasn't really. Auburn controlled that game, the whole game. I think they're right now, they're playing probably their best football. So I've got Clemson. I've got Oklahoma. Yeah, I got Clemson number one. I got Oklahoma number two. I got Auburn at three. And then the next one would be, boy, that's going to be a tough. You put me on the spot, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Man. Oh, God. That's the one I'm really having a hard time. I would probably say Alabama is going to get in there just based on the one loss. And that's going to be crazy, isn't it? Going to be so many mad people, man. But I do. I don't see. They got one loss. It was against Auburn, one of the best teams. That's your worst loss. And, you know, their strength of schedule wasn't good. But, you know, you can't have them, you know, slip out and then put Ohio State in. That would be the next one. Is Ohio State go in there?
Yeah.
How do you have them leapfrog a one-loss team? And that's where you're going to start seeing some of the little bit of and remember, Colcutt said today, he just mentioned that the line between Ohio State and Alabama is very, very thin. So,
yeah, well, they can say all they want, but whatever. Okay, so you've got Clemson, Oklahoma, Auburn, Alabama, which is very interesting because then essentially what you're saying is that there would be the potential for an SEC national championship game.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, because I don't see, like you were talking about, yeah, I think Ohio State's going to beat Wisconsin. So unless you have, you know, somebody has, look, Wisconsin wins, they're in, and no doubt. And, you know, this would not change right here. So,
yeah, I'm a little different than yours. Yeah, the big question mark for me is Wisconsin win the game or not. I definitely know that they have the chance. And like I said, with that rushing defense and everything, and they are monsters like we've seen. The biggest question mark is going to be what their quarterback does. He's going to be the key factor. Well, actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. Anyways, so I'm going to play it out as Wisconsin winning. So essentially, I'm going to be playing it out with every team in the top four winning. I still think it's going to adjust a little bit, that they're going to move it around, but they're still going to be the same four top teams. Of course, it's going to depend on how big the victories are, by how many points. But honestly, I could see it shaking down to number one Clemson, number two Auburn, number three Wisconsin, number four Oklahoma.
Okay.
Part of me saying that, and I honestly can see this, is the bias in them would love and enjoy putting an SEC team versus a Big Ten team. And like I said, if the Big Ten gets in, I can easily see and honestly believe that it could be close to another shutout again. I have that bad feeling where it's just like, yeah, Wisconsin's good. Wisconsin got that defense, but and I just kind of mentioned it, that offense, especially with that quarterback, man, just enough goes wrong, that team could collapse offensively.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, my thing would be is if Georgia wins, do they get in? I believe they will. I think they'll just jump up. You know, if they take care of business with Auburn, Georgia, there's no way you can't keep them out. They would be in too. So that would be interesting. So yeah. It's definitely, you're right. I mean, any one of those teams wins, there's an SEC going to be represented. If Clemson loses, are they knocked out? You know, let's say they lose, do they get knocked out? They'll have two losses. Do they fall to five? Yeah. That would be interesting. Does the ACC get represented?
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I'm pointing out that's so interesting is that the only conference that has a guarantee of being in this playoff is the SEC, the only guarantee,
right?
Because they have the number two team and they have 5 and 6. Six playing number two. So they have the easiest excuse of saying, well, six beat number two. That at least earns them enough to jump into number four, at least.
Yeah,
so,
They will. They'll put Auburn or Georgia. The winner of that team will go in, no matter what. So.
Yeah, so that is the only conference that has a guarantee. And they're really putting everybody else at a disadvantage, because if Clemson loses to the number seven team, it's like, well, you should drop them pretty far. That's the number seven team. Same thing for Wisconsin, which is the only sitting at number four, losing to the number eight team. Well, you got to move it, especially Oklahoma. Oklahoma easily has the biggest to lose because they're playing the lowest ranked team. So right. If they lose to TCU, it's like goodbye Big 12, no doubt. So
right.
they are the ones where if Oklahoma loses, is guaranteed to be out. If Wisconsin right. loses, there's a little bit of chaos that could maybe happen where the Big Ten could still be represented. I don't think so, though.
Well, but if Wisconsin loses, does Ohio State jump over Wisconsin?
Well, somebody else would have to be losing and doing something else, because if that's the only one that happens, a second SEC team is going to be getting in there.
Well, you're right. And the thing is this becomes this whole Wisconsin could be very well be the it's strange that a two-loss Ohio State would leapfrog Wisconsin with only one loss. I mean, that's very much possible just based on strength of schedule. So, but yeah. Interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But then you got USC sitting there going, hey, what if I blow? Is there a chance for us? But, you know, I mean, is there a chance, if you look at this, for Ohio State and Alabama to actually crack the top four? I mean, if you look at that.
Okay, if everybody loses, then yes, yeah. I think there would be a chance, because Miami beating Clemson, Georgia beating Auburn. If everybody loses,
yeah,
Georgia and Alabama, I would see it being Georgia, Alabama getting in, and yep. then Miami and Ohio State getting in.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Wow. God, I hope that didn't happen, man.
Yep. The biggest chaos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jeez. But, yeah, we'll all know this weekend. It should be fun to watch all these games and see how they play out.
So. Yep, for sure. So, okay. Well, on to kind of a quick conversation about the Big Ten title game. Big Ten championship. We have the matchup that's actually been set for a while. I mean, Wisconsin knew for a while that they were going to be getting in. The only question was really coming out of the East, because there's actually competitive football happening in the East division. Ooh. But yeah, so this weekend, Saturday, 8 p.m., Big Ten title game is between 8 Ohio State and number 4 Wisconsin. Ohio State is favored by 6.5 points, the over-under set at 52.
Mm.
Neutral game at in Indianapolis, as it always has been, Lucas Oil Stadium. So it's Ohio State with two losses, those coming to Oklahoma, as we well know, as well as Iowa, and then undefeated Wisconsin. Craig, did you have – I know, this is kind of a thing, too, where we're both sitting here and we know that we specialize and know Michigan football. We're not in-depth with Wisconsin and Ohio State. I mean, those are the two most recent games for Michigan, so we have some information, some recent stuff that we've gone over, but we didn't really sit down and break down a lot of stuff between Wisconsin and Ohio State. But just kind of general thoughts, Craig. You've kind of touched on it a little bit already, but what are you kind of expecting for this game Saturday?
Well, I expect a close game. I do. I actually think you're talking about Wisconsin with that pretty much the best rush defense in the country they have right now, and they're going to stifle Dobbins and Weber and probably put a scout on Barrett or Haskins, whoever comes in, but more likely I think Barrett's going to start. So that'll be interesting. What this is going to come down to is big plays. Who can have the bigger play? And remember, Wisconsin has that really great phenom running back, young Taylor. Great running back. In fact, I think he's one of the best in the country. I think he's up for – he's just outside the Heisman talk. If Ohio State can stifle him, and then you need Stony Brook to see if he can throw the ball. And, you know, it's going to come down to, actually, I think it's going to be a throwing game. I don't think Ohio State's going to get away with draws and read options against this defense. And that's what it'll come down to. I just think that Ohio State just got too many good players, too many weapons. Let's see if Ohio State can come out and want this. And that's the thing is I've seen Ohio, this matchup before. This seems to be the same matchup back when they first started the college football playoff in the very beginning, and you know, Ohio State went on to win it, and how Ohio State whipped up on Wisconsin. But we'll see how they do, and come down to turnovers and biggest plays. And I think Ohio State's going to win this game.
Yeah, it was a 59-0 beatdown by Ohio State in the last Big Ten championship that they matched up in, which was a 2014 that they played for that. And so they have matched up one other time since then, which was last year. And it was a close game in Madison, Wisconsin. I think it was like a one possession game that Wisconsin wound up losing. So the last two times that Ohio State and Wisconsin have matched up, Wisconsin's been on the losing end. And especially after that other Big Ten championship loss to them, they've got a bad taste in their mouth from that, even though it was quite a few years ago. Wisconsin, yes, they haven't played a lot of people. We know that they played and relatively dominated Michigan pretty well. Strong team, yeah, like we mentioned, number one rushing defense, which is huge against Ohio State because that is what they go to. And they have a stout let me see if I can try to get that number two, but they have a stout passing defense as well. Number two. So they have the number one rushing defense and the number two passing defense.
Right.
So, yeah. So then, of course, overall, they're number one. Just for your reference and everything, Michigan falls at number three. So they're number one overall. Ohio State comes in at number eight. Now, while Wisconsin is not a big offensive team, I mean, like you just mentioned, they do have their running back that's been performing excellent, doing very well. So that is kind of going to be what they're gonna have to hold on to and kind of ride, because I don't know how well Hornibrook is going to do. He has been a turnover machine. Yeah. 21 touchdowns to 13 interceptions.
And they're winning and they're undefeated. Wow.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor is the running back that you were talking about. 1,800 yards, averaging 77 yards a carry with 13 touchdowns.
Wow.
So averaging at least a touchdown a game. So just, if they can work that out for him, Ohio State is not known for allowing a lot of rushing yards, but if they can at least keep him productive, I agree with you. I think this is going to be a close game. I don't think it's going to turn out like that last championship game where it was a blowout. I'm sure that's what Wisconsin would love for, and I know that's what Ohio State's going to be aiming for, because that's how they're going to have to get in. For them to have any hope, of course, they have to win. But for them to have help, is they need to have a blowout win. So,
right.
I think it's going to be close, though. I think there's more pressure on Hornibrook than there is their running back. Basically, I think the running back is going to be pretty productive. He does a good job with maybe not. I may be mistaken. I thought he was involved in the receiving too, but maybe not as much. But that's the thing, is that Hornibrook is so inconsistent. And
right.
He can definitely do something. I think their defense is going to be stout. I think their defense is going to do well, but Hornibrook could be the straw that breaks the camel's back and just kind of blows this wide open if he makes a ton of mistakes, because I do feel that Taylor's going to be limited enough that they're going to have to lean on Hornibrook enough that he's going to be passing, throwing the ball into the air enough times that Ohio State could mess things up for him and get a pick six or get a couple of interceptions or something. So, but in the end, I do believe that it will be Wisconsin winning this one.
Yeah. Wow. Good job.
Kind of going the unpopular route. Did I miss it? Did you give a score prediction or?
Well, I think it'll probably be like maybe 38-24 Ohio State.
38-24 Ohio State.
Yeah.
I want to write that down so I don't forget. Yeah, there'll be – well, it was kind of interesting to see what was it? The over-under was like 52. I don't think it'll be quite that high. I'll be putting it at – I'll put it – 28-20.
Okay.
For Wisconsin. Because they both do have two good defenses, so I think I would go with the under with that. So yeah, that's kind of my prediction. Like I said, and you well know, and I well know that these two teams are not our forte. But just kind of looking at the game and everything, are you going to be if you could only watch one of these championship games, which one are you going to be watching? Which one would you watch?
Oh boy, that's a good one. Well, I like that Big Ten matchup. That's probably one of my favorites, but I'll probably end up watching that Clemson Miami game just because the two are pretty similar. I think Oklahoma and TCU won't be close. And I thought about the Auburn Georgia, but I think Auburn's just playing at a high level that I don't think Georgia can keep up. But and I think Oklahoma and TCU, I think Oklahoma's going to beat them. But the Clemson Miami game is going to be really, really interesting to watch. So, because those teams are kind of evenly matched, so we'll see who shows up. But those two.
Yeah, I do think that Wisconsin might be one of the closer matchups. But honestly, it's not the most intriguing to me. Oklahoma, I agree with you. I think that that's going to be Oklahoma's game to go with. So I'm kind of between Clemson and the Clemson game and the Auburn game. I would probably go, I don't know, because both of them have that chance of, one of them blowing it kind of wide open or making it, an obvious game winner for Clemson or Auburn. I'm torn between those two, yeah.
Yeah, me too, because I haven't seen a lot of Auburn. Enough of Auburn to see how good they are, because if you look at this ranking, can you pick one team out of there? It's like dominant.
Yeah, I think I might have more interest, and of course it's going to be difficult because there's going to be the break before the playoff games, and anything could happen. Somebody could come in flat footed and totally mess up in the playoffs. I think I might be more interested in the Auburn game because I have not seen them play. They're essentially playing hot right now. They're doing the difficult thing of facing off against a team that they've already played once. Right. So it's like, okay, are they for real? Can they do it again? So I think I would maybe pick the Auburn game.
That's cool. All right.
So, but we'll find out. I'll try to watch, of course, as always, the most football as I can over this weekend, which the Pac-12 – which is totally on the outside, sitting on the outside. They have their matchup on Friday night if you guys don't want to miss that one too. So,
cool. Yep. Some good games. Can't wait.
Yep. And I think that's just about it. Is there anything else you might want to mention before we sign off? Or
no, just, watching that Big Ten, I will be watching that. So I'm actually secretly rooting for the Badgers. I'd like to see them go, but that's the thing. It's like, I want the Badgers to win, but then again, I don't know how well they'll do when they play one of the teams in the top four. So, and it could be a blowout, like you said.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm kind of like, oh gosh, I don't know with them winning. But like, if you just completely take the playoffs out of it, I mean, obviously, I think it's hands down for everybody. You want to see Wisconsin win, so because see the other team losing everything. So yeah, well, that's it for kind of quick touch points on the college football playoff rankings, and then a little bit discussion on the Big Ten championship game. It's regular season's done officially in the postseason now. Things are going to be changing with our episodes. We'll keep you guys up to date. But as always, we will definitely be bringing you an episode each week. But yeah, we'll be on social media and discussing and letting you guys know what will be coming up next. But hope you guys all have a good weekend, and go Blue.
Go Blue.